Welcome to the Green Up Academy podcast with Alex Kirby, where we focus on helping you level up your green industry business. Whether it's marketing, finance, employees, or strategy, we talk about everything on this show to help you apply it to your business and change your family and company's future for decades to come. Here's your host, Alex Kirby.
What's going on, everybody? Alex at the Green Up Academy podcast. Thank you so much for joining us here on this episode where we're going to talk just a little bit about like updating what's been going on in the markets and business and the world, inflation, how it can affect your lawn and landscape business, how you can get ready to attack this year. And a lot of guys starting their growing seasons here today and going on in the next few weeks here in March. So I just want to talk to you about and just have a discussion on what you can be doing to prepare to have the best year in business you've ever had. So let's dive into that. If you guys are a new listener, please go leave us a 5-star review if you enjoy this podcast. If you're watching online, we thank you for being a listener. If you guys don't know who I am, my name is Alex Kirby. Once in a while, I like to reintroduce myself. I have been in the lawn and landscape industry since 2016, went full-time in 2017. Was able to grow my company, Trifecta Landscaping, here in Columbia, South Carolina, to right under $2 million a year in annual revenue. We were a debt-free company, and we did it. You know, that's how a lot of people started finding out about me, just doing debt-free stuff and talking about a 410s hourly model. So I started the Green Up Academy here just a few weeks ago to try to help as many lawn and landscape owners like you level up their lawn care businesses, man. We need each other. We do coaching, courses, and community. So if you guys are interested, we have this really cool thing we call the crew. We're going to be running a special where you can get your first, let's go with first month half off as a new member of the crew. So if you guys email in alex@thegreenupacademy.com and you tell me you want to be a part of the crew, we will make sure we apply that. So just hit me up. We really want you to be a part. It is insane the growth of the guys in the group so far. It is so encouraging. But in this episode, guys, I'm just going to chat about a few things that's been going on. If you guys haven't seen, you should have. You probably all felt it. You know, inflation's been one of the biggest things that we've all struggled with over the last, man, really feels like 2 years, but better part of a year. And I don't think it's slowing down like they maybe say. I'm still seeing food and I'm seeing materials cost significantly high. I mean, man, you can't go to McDonald's and get out of there for $20 almost anymore. It's absolutely crazy. So with that, inflation is going to be something I think we're going to be fighting all year in an election year. I just really want to encourage you to kind of look at your P&L, if you guys know what that is, profit and loss. If you don't have QuickBooks, you should. I get this question a lot, so I'll answer it. A CRM is for running your day-to-day business. QuickBooks is for running your day-to-day finances. So for me, I use Jobber and I use QuickBooks, and they're hand-in-hand. They synchronize together beautifully. So make sure you have both, guys. If you need Jobber sponsors our podcast and as a sponsor of me, a partner of mine, because I love them. I've loved them for 6 years now. So if you guys need to save, we've got a link in the bio to get a free trial and save money. It's in our socials too. So make sure you take advantage of that. But inflation is here to stay. It's just companies have gotten greedy. Companies have just gotten totally greedy. And so answering that, if you haven't evaluated your pricing to match inflation, you need to ASAP. I just want to run like a quick figure with you so you understand how inflation works. Let's just say year over year, your insurance, your gas, everything's gone up 10%, okay? And you run a 18% net profit margin on your company. If your costs have gone up 10%, that means now you're running a net profit of 8% if you don't raise your rates back up, okay? So when people go, I don't want to raise my prices this year because I don't want to lose people, you have no choice but to raise your prices, guys. But you only can do that if you evaluate your pricing. I was just talking to one of our students at the Green Up Academy the other day and was working on showing him how to come up with his hourly rate. This is another thing we talk about a lot is, you know, we post on these Facebook groups, which, by the way, if you guys want to join, we have a cool Facebook group, the Green Industry Business Pros, that we're about to rename. But join us there on Facebook where we talk about this stuff. But people go, hey, what's your hourly rate in your city? And what's your hourly rate? And, you know, I've always been a proponent, like, guys, you can't really answer that. Like, your hourly rate, one, it's not a great measure by itself, because my costs are different than your costs. You know, I talk to guys in Michigan who are paying guys $25 an hour, where guys down here in South Carolina are making 18 bucks an hour. So your hourly rate thing, like, that's not, like, it shouldn't just be translatable across all states and all markets. But for the sake of the argument, I was explaining to this guy, he only has one employee, is like, hey, your hourly rate needs to be broken down across two things: your overhead, which is all your fixed costs, and then your labor, which is something that you can change because you can make them stay home, or, you know, you can affect hours. Those are your, then you get your break, that's your break even costs, and then you mix your profit, and then you add in your net profit margin desired, and then you get your hourly rate. Once you divide it across, you know, 40 hours a week or 52 weeks out of the year, that's how you come up with that number. So, guys, make sure you're checking that stuff. Like, go in your P&L, find your costs, calculate your rates for real, so you know what to be charging. By the way, hourly rates only work for physical maintenance. So whether it be lawn maintenance or cleanups and stuff like that, you can't be charging hourly rates for skid steer work and installs. It just doesn't work that way. You can kind of work it in there, but I don't recommend it. So, you know, inflation is going to be tough. You need to reevaluate your pricing. That's what I'm getting at with that. The second one is, you know, I was talking to my wife about this the other day, and my team here too. If you haven't figured out your why, and I'm not talking about your why, like, I want to make money so I can buy a boat. I mean, like, your why of, like, why God has you on this planet, why God asked you to start your business, now's a great time. Like, there's no better time. I don't know if you guys have heard this awesome quote. The best time to plant a tree was yesterday. The next best time is today. Make sure that you're making a priority, guys, to figure out your why, your mission, your purpose, because life is so short. And if you're just in business to make money or get a cooler truck or get followers on social media or flex on your haters in your town, like, I got the best business for whatever reason, I don't know why you do that. Or high five people at a Quip Expo. You need to really search there, man, because that's not really a good why. You know, for my wife and I, when we started our landscape company, it was to create financial freedom for our families, so that we impact the kingdom for generations within our own family, within the community. That was our mission, and we were able to do that. Looking back, I realized it was a very selfish mission in a good way. It should have been a little more kingdom focused. Because once I reached some goals, it became like, well, wait, okay, we're satisfied, but, like, how is it helping others? And so at times I was a little short-sighted on how it can impact people generationally and long-term. So that's something with my next companies, my Green Up Academy and our marketing agency, Pure Marketing, that we're rebranding, by the way. Stay tuned. We're going to have a really fun show you that, guys. We can't wait to serve you there. But something that I had to really look at my heart and be like, what do I want to do, Lord? What do you have for me? So if you haven't done that, guys, if you haven't done that exercise, I really, really want you to do it. What you do is you go and you go, Lord, what's my why? Lord, what's my how? And Lord, what's my where? Where do you want me to go? Why do you want me to do it? And how? And I think it's really fun to do. I'd love to hear, you know, if you have any questions or have, you know, want to talk about it, hit me up at alex@thegreenupacademy.com via email, and we can chat and even get on a phone call if you need to. Very, very important. So yeah, inflation and mission and is really important for this year. Getting your pricing right, super important. I guess the other part of that I'll hit on a little bit is using a CRM to its fullest capabilities. I talked to a guy the other day, and he was like, well, I only use Jobber to put my client information. I don't use it to route, really. I don't use it to send quotes that well. I send them, but they're not detailed. I don't take pictures and upload them in there so I can have it on file. I was like, gosh, I mean, CRMs, whatever you use, Yardbook, Element, whatever your choice is. I'm a big jobber preference guy. I always have been. At the end of the day, there are good ones though out there, guys. Use it to its full advantage. If you need to go on YouTube, we're going to do a course here soon to show you how to optimize your CRM. But until then, go on YouTube, talk to people who use it, and get in there, nooks and crannies. Even Jobber, you can set up a call and they'll show you how to use it better. They're awesome. And so I think it's really important this year, guys, to use all the tools you have in your hands to the best of their ability. That's kind of what I'm getting at. You can't be lazy anymore. You can't just like make it. it's gotten too hard. Competition, pricing, the economy, the political disruptions, everything's gotten very difficult. So you have to be on your A game. And so I want to challenge you guys as business owners this year, be on your A game. If you've been waiting to get the website that's SEO backed, that's custom, that's sales focused, that's storytelling, don't wait anymore. We can build you one of those here at Pure Marketing. So hit us up. But like anywhere you do it, build whatever's in your budget. Dang, build it, man. Don't wait any longer. If you've been waiting for that hire and you're like, well, I don't want to pay them, but I can't scale if I don't hire them. Don't wait. Be on your A game. Get your stuff in order. It's go time because business is going to get harder and harder, but the people who do it well are going to get better and better and more successful. So you need to be one of those people. I just want to encourage you with that, man. Like if I'm talking to a guy in North Carolina right now who's watching this or listening and he's like, man, I've been stuck at 300 grand. How do I do this and this? Like now's the time. Get on courses, get in community, push yourself, read books, listen to podcasts, and make some choices. So you know, this is kind of just one of those like, I'm sort of trying to launch you. This is a launching episode where I'm saying, crush it this year, man. Go out there and make it happen. Level up this year, guys. I'm here to help you. We're here to help you at the Green Up Academy. My team, Logan, Lindsay, myself, we love you. We support you. Do it. Again, guys, if you didn't know, the courses are free. The Foundations courses, we've made them free forever, we've decided. So just create an account at the Green Up Academy. You get them for free. Hit me up at Alex at the Green Up Academy. DM us. We are here to support you. We believe in you. Anything we can do for you, please let us know. Thank you again, Jobber, for sponsoring us. You guys go out there and level up this year. Make it happen. Alex Kirby, see you next time.